Okay, now we are going to talk about the Innovation Award nominees and winners. As always, we are going to start from the JavaScript ones of August, I think, right?
Yep.
Let me share the screen here, Innovation Award. I guess this is the one. We had like five nominees in August. Arthur, which ones would you like to comment?
So the first one I chose is a really interesting package. I really liked it. Sorry, I just turn off the sound here because it's doubling in my ears. Okay, so it's really interesting package, and when I saw it, I thought, what a nice idea, how someone didn't came up with it before. So it's called Advanced jQuery Scroll Progress Tracker, and it was developed by David Wittwar from Germany. And basically, yeah, it's a progress bar which tracks your page scroll progress. So how far are you to the end of the page? There were screenshots, yeah, so you could see something like that. So if you are having some installation or setup documentation, then you, while you're scrolling it, you can show progress bar how much is left, which would basically indicate how long time would it take and how much, maybe not specifically steps, but you know, reading material. So I think really nice idea, and as you see, there can be some points like headers maybe, and it's also mobile friendly, as we see.
Yes, that's nice.
Yeah, exactly. I thought, how come nobody before did something? At least I haven't heard about anything similarly. So really nice idea. Really liked it.
You can see the position of the sections. Not just a scroll bar that doesn't say exactly where you are in the page.
Yeah, it's configurable, it seems, yeah. And you can provide numbering or to use titles or not, or one by one way and stuff like that. And David got to 1 month with Coding TV Account Pro subscription. Oh, that's the first one.
Yeah, I think. Well, I hope he is enjoying, because I notified him and that live coding people would be in touch to provide his subscription, but I didn't get any feedback, so I hope all is well. Okay, so next one.
Next one is JavaScript cryptographic chat. So it's basically an AJAX based chat with, I think, PHP server backend. And what it does is, when you're creating a room, it agrees on password between all the peers, and all the messages that are sent to this server are encrypted. So it's like a great protection for a chat if you need something like that. And it was developed by Martin Letter from United Kingdom. No demos or screenshots. And Martin got one ebook of choice by Pact for this package.
Yeah.
So you can see the encryption is quite okay. SHA encryption, low pitch cipher. So yeah, if you need something functionality similar, you can use this package. And the next package is PHO server, HTTP server without configuration based on Node.js. So yeah, as you know, Node.js provides a web-based server internally, but it's really raw and configurable, and I think this is some kind of more of a wrapper around it, providing easier configuration. As you see, it also deals with some common content types.
Yeah.
flying the headers and dealing with not found changes and stuff like that. So something that would, as you see, allow it to run it easier. Yeah. And it was developed by Pierre Henry Soria from WinNL firmware. How is it possible that WinNL firmware?
Oh, I guess he's from France, but he doesn't want to tell.
I guess, okay.
And
no price, I think, for this one.
Yeah, well, he didn't answer one. They didn't answer. Sometimes people are just having fun just for participating, and prices are not the necessary for them, which is okay, as long as keep sending great packages like this one. So on my behalf, I would like to also comment on a few packages. Once I can share the screen here. And that would be, I think, this one. No, OBS, no. I guess this is the one, right? Can you see it?
Yep. Yep.
I was good. So the process, the next package that I want to comment is this one, JavaScript binary search, which is an implementation of binary search in JavaScript, so array, and it will search for the element if it is there, and. This assumes that the array is somehow sorted. So to keep it sorted, you need to also be able to insert the values, and they also become sorted. So this package also can do the insertion of your new elements in the binary tree, and this way, it becomes faster to search for elements, because you don't have to check all the positions. Okay, this package was developed by Gustavo Avila, and he is from Brazil. And I don't know if he already replied about his price. But at least I think he's already notified. And the last package that I wanted to comment is V3 Sync SDK, basically a package that can send AJAX requests to a warehouse of objects that is running on the server. And it can perform all the basic CRUD operations. Create, read, update, and delete. So I think this requires some thing on the server side, or not. I'm not sure. Let's take a look. Here, the example shows you better. Okay, it sends requests and calls callbacks, so we can perform the usual. Object searching, but I'm not sure if this communicates. Here it is. You can communicate with a server that is already storing the database. So this package was developed by Jorge Pons from Mexico. And well, now let's take a look at the rankings of the innovation world in JavaScript so far. So far, Andestos is still leading with 6 points, packaging 22 points. Dante Francois is following from France with 5 packages and 18 points. Everton de Rosa with 2 packages and 7 points in third place. Then Juan Jose from Spain with 1 package and 6 points. Then there is Martin Latter from UK, Edvaldo Zimonek from Brazil, and Carl Holtz from Canada are tied with 1 packet and 5 points. Then David Whitworth with 1 packet and 4 points. Then Fall is tied with Pierre-Henri Soria we're going to pack with 4 points. Then finally, Kiyoan is in that 10th place with one package in 3 points. By countries, things are more or less the same. Not a great variation, just Hungary is ahead with 6 packages and 32 points, made mostly by due to packages from Understoth. And then France with 6 points and 6 packages and 21 points. Brazil with 4 packages and 14 points. Germany with 2 packages and 7 points. It's tied with Mexico, but Mexico has 4 packages. Spain with 1 package and 6 points. United Kingdom with 1 package and 5 points. It's tied with Canada in 7th place. Then there is a ghost country here because this is a bug. When there some, this is due to points of Pierre Soria that does not identify his country. But then it is tied with Armenia and with 2 packages and 4 points. So this is for the JavaScript Innovation Award. For the PHP Innovation Award, as you may see, in August there were like 11 nominees, and I guess you'll be talking the first 5 packages, right?
Yep. Zoom it in. That's okay. And the first package is PHP website compare files, developed by Roger George from United States. And basically what this package does, it completes the list of the files on the two websites. So I guess the most common usage would be to compare production website with dev website, if anything was deleted or hacked or changed or stuff like that, or so you can replace it, restore it. And it actually requires to have FileList PHP installed on both sides so that you can retrieve and compare all the lists.
Well, that could be useful because sometimes people get their servers invaded and the scripts are changed. And if they had like a solution like this, they could quickly determine if the files were changed in production. And even know what to restore.
Yeah. And Roger got one audible copy of Code Lobster Professional for this package. The next package is PNG Hex Color Modifier, developed by Bruno Henrique Ferreira from Brazil. And basically what it can do, it can take a PNG image and change one of the colors that you provide to completely other colors, or all the colors in this PNG file would be changed. So it allows to easily like manipulate PNG files with PHP, or with, in this specific case, changing specific colors.
Yeah, this is a bit different, I guess, because it modifies the file directly.
Yeah, I think it does. This one. Oh, JPEG 2, so not only PNG, but JPEG 2 bonus. so. I think it really reads the file and modifies it directly without any
any
graphical libraries.
And I guess that's a new variant of the package of the class that originally it didn't have the JPEG version, just the PNG.
As the description says, it's a bonus. Nice bonus.
Okay.
Yeah, and Bruno got one big elephant, LFPHP and Flash Mascot.
Yeah.
I see that's one is popular.
This one. Well, it is popular. Usually it's the first prize that some winners pick, like if the first one picks the elephant, the second and the following ones will be sad because they cannot pick the elephant as well. And they even get it personalized with their name and the Innovation Award winners. But I guess not August, but in September, the first winner did not pick the elephant. And I was wondering, did you notice there is an elephant? Well, actually, it was the first prize listed there. So maybe he doesn't want elephants, which is unusual in the PHP world.
Soon everyone will have them. I think I have two or three. But it was from before the times.
Yeah, but you don't have the special ones with a strike.
Yeah.
Okay. So moving on, you are going to mention about
next package.
Yeah.
So the next package is PHP search string in file. Developed.
Well, the last one was the one from Bruno, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So that's the following.
So it was developed by Truong Van Phu from Vietnam. And at first, I thought that it would be reading in the file and searching in the string and stuff like that. But actually, it's using grep function. So I think it's Linux only compatible and using some kind of command line execution, right?
Yeah.
There was a demo. So we can upload some files and search in it. Involved in our package, nice touch. I can believe, yeah, it's working that way. So you install and search in it. So yeah, it's an interesting because it doesn't use the usual reading file and searching string, but actually use some operating system functionality to do this more efficiently. Probably it has some limitations on the servers that cannot execute command lines or stuff like that. But others might find it useful. And Truong chose Source Guarding PHP Encoder tool as a prize. The next package is PHP SSH Connection Session. So it was developed by Christian V from France. And this package basically emulates SSH connection with session and can run any arbitrary length commands on the server. It uses SSH protocol, I think. So you just provide the IP address port and execute commands. And you can also get file system and all and do come and execute commands on the files. Okay, great. So just probably it's some socket implementation underneath, so it should be compatible on all the servers.
I guess it's a workaround for an issue for the regular SSH.
Yeah.
And it's Christian dealing with the commands that are very long. So instead of executing the commands directly, it just creates a shell script that executes those commands.
That's a nice touch, yeah. So if the command is too long to execute, automatically generate the bash shell script and run it. Yeah, that's a really great touch to it. And Christian got one downloadable ebook of choice by Rally for this package. And the last one I wanted to comment is PHP Domain Driven Design package developed by Nemeth Zoltán from Hungary. And as I understood, it's an example of domain driven design using the PHP. As far as I remember, domain driven design was like a modeling, evolving model of solving the problem. No, where is the example? What can we make of this? So, did you check out more about the domain driven designs.
Basically the implementation of a few models and services just to show how it works. Okay, so on my behalf, I'm also going to comment on a few packages. Let me share the screen here. I have it up because I have many screens here. I have to figure which one. This is probably too small. I haven't mentioned that yet, but as you may notice, there's a change of design in PHP classes. It was mostly a CSS change just to make it more flat, and some people call it more modern. So, as for the packages this month, I would like to comment on a few. I would like to highlight first, there are a few packages that I would like to highlight, but I don't think it is this month. There are a few ones that deal with implemented PSR recommendations, which are the Zix interface, but okay, it is not yet this month. This month, I would like to comment. First, there is this PHP Builder Pattern Generator. It generates code for classes using the builder pattern. So that is the builder design pattern, and it allows you to generate code for them. So basically, it's a code generation approach. I was hoping to show an example here, but I don't have the example to show in a clear way. But basically, it is a way to generate code for packages dynamically. So we can generate classes and functions and so on. So this package was developed by Asher Wolfstein, and he picked as prize one downloadable copy of Commodore IDE. The next one that I want to comment. Oh, right. This was one of the first that I wanted to comment because it implements the here. Now there is a category called PSR, PHP Standard Recommendations, which are basically recommendations for standard. Standards to be adopted by the community, not that the community adopts them, but if they want to adopt something that is defined by a group of people, so there are some benefits. They have these PSR recommendations. And one of the recommendations is the dependency injection container interface. And with this, it allows, for instance, to have one framework calling services implemented by components of other frameworks because they have the same interface defined by PSR. I didn't mention here, I don't remember exactly, but I wrote a recent article about the importance of this, of having people following standards for interfaces. Just like you have, for instance, in the Java world, there is JCP, Java Community Process to define standards. And if you adopt the standards, you can benefit from several things. In this case, the ability to call components of one frame written for one framework and use them in applications that use other framework. In this case, they mention PHP. Actually, this package was developed by Nerijus from Lithuania. He didn't pick a prize, or well, if I tried to mail in, but it didn't reply yet. So if he is listening, he can get back to the site and eventually still pick a price. The next package that I want to comment, this one is from Kirill Safchev. He also developed several packages that implement PSRs, but they were not published in this month. It was the following month. This one is a package that manages sets of arrays or objects as collections. So it provides a trait, and you insert the trait in a class, and automatically the class becomes a sort of a container to manipulate sets of values that could be up to the package to define. So for this, Kirill picked Safchev from Bulgaria, picked a copy of Zen Studio. The next package that I want to comment is Ikatav from Carholds from Canada. He developed this package to display ebooks in ebook format in a web page. So it basically extracts the contents of the ebook files, and you can access those contents on the web. And for this, he picked a $1 copy of PHPN Professional IDE. Another package that I want to comment, this one is not so trivial to understand, but it is called PHP UDP Punching. So it connects to, it allows to connect different clients. And UDP all punching is usually an approach to connect to remote computers over routers, and there needs to be some server that forwards the packets in the router. And this package implements something similar in PHP, so that you can connect between two or more clients. So this could be, for instance, used for a chat system that would allow you to actually make people talk to each other, even if there are some firewalls in the middle. So it would use so-called UDP or punching. And this package was developed by Nick Daniels from the United States, and we got as prize money book of choice from PACT. Finally, the last package that I want to comment is developed by Gabor Kalmár from Hungary, and it's called PHP Detect Google Crawler. As you may know, when Google bought crawls a site, it sends a request that identifies as Googlebot, but it can be also a fake Googlebot, would be some other type of a client, maybe somebody with malicious intentions that is trying to pretend to be Google. In this case, it can detect if it is the Google crawler by checking the IP address. So it checks the IP address, resolves the IP address, and sees if the reverse resolution of the IP address gives an address of google.com or Googlebot. So that's a simple solution for a problem that you may have when you want to avoid dealing with requests from fake Googlebot accesses. for this, Gabor did not yet pick a prize, but I guess he, and I'm not sure if it was already his turn to be notified. Yes, I guess he was notified, but I didn't reply. So, Gabor, if you wanted your prize, you can still pick it. Well, for the Innovation Award ranking of 2016, Christian Wieg is well ahead with 866 points. And in second place is Johnny Mast from the Netherlands with 341 points. Then Bharat Parmar from India with 334 points, followed by Dave Smith with 432 points right after him. Luciano Salvi from Argentina is in fifth place with 331 points. Then Alexa in the middle with 237 points. Jeremiah Okomo from Nigeria with 226 points. Then Kasper Ruinski from Poland with 224 points. Then Bruno Henrique Ferreira de Oliveira with 221 points. Then in 10th place is Andrea Battaloni from Italy with 220 points. By country, the competition is really, really tight. As you may see, France is still ahead with 201 points, but Brazil is right after with 900 points. I guess France passed Brazil for this month. Still, the United States is close with 1,391 points. The United States won last year, but this year things the competition is tighter, which is great because this means that many packages have been sent by developers from these countries. Then in fourth place is Russian Federation with 8,669 points. Then India with 5,660 points. Netherlands with 5,555 points. Spain with 6,054 points. Nigeria with 4,039 points. And Argentina with 4,036 points. It's tied with Italy in ninth place. So with this, we still have a couple of months to go, and it's great that many great innovative packages are being sent by all developers. So the championship for PHP is not yet defined. It is possible still that rankings may change individually, although it's harder, but in by country it is very, very tight, and this is great because where the country that wins will all the nominees will get their own personalized elephant for being from the winner country. Well, basically, with this, I reach the end of the Innovation World podcast. And ahead, we'll have the latest PHP articles podcast. So we'll be back in a moment on my behalf. That is all for now. Bye.
Bye.